Christopher Reeve's advanced rehabilitation program was designed by Dr. John McDonald. He's medical director of the Spinal Cord Injury Program at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and he described for us the scope of Mr. Reeve's physical recovery over the years.
He regained about 70% of sensory function throughout his entire body, and then had the ability to move most of his joints from muscle movement throughout his body again. And that was really substantial recovery of function that occurred very, very late, and something that we've never been able to see before, nor has it ever been reported.
Well, how do you explain that, that 5 years after his accident, that was when he started to make progress?
You know, we don't have really any good explanation. We have some theories as to what that is and some hints that the program that he was involved in that involved activity and that also maximized his own physical integrity and cardiovascular function were important contributors. But it really requires a prospective randomized trial to determine what exact role that did play.
Do you know, was there actual nerve regeneration in Mr. Reeve?
We don't have methods that we can actually measure that in human beings. We do in animals. But I think suffice it to say that most scientists and clinicians would believe that to get that degree of recovery of function would require some regeneration.
What was the advanced rehabilitation program that you designed for Mr. Reeve?
Yeah, so it involves a series of things. But one of the central pieces is the functional electrical stimulation bike, which allows you to get about 3,000 revolutions in an hour and provides a good cardiovascular workout while building muscle mass and bone density in the legs. That's something you can do, you know, 3 to 5 times a week for an hour at a time. And then once you start having some recovery of function and have some movements, then aquatherapy is a very effective approach.
Have you been able to, or have other doctors been able to replicate anything like what you saw with Christopher Reeve in other patients maybe who didn't have the time or the financial resources to do the intensive rehabilitation that Christopher Reeve did?
We've seen similar approaches. We've done this in several hundred patients, and it's doable because the program is designed to be implemented in the home. It's a time-efficient program. That is, it only takes about an hour a day. And it's designed to be done without any additional caregivers other than those who are already around. So, and it's also quite economical. So we believe this is something that most people could participate in with their appropriate equipment available at home.
I wonder if you heard this over the years, that Christopher Reeve's case may have given false hope to patients who weren't able to make any progress.
That's true that statement's been out there. But I think if you talk to, you know, people who have these injuries and many of the people that care for them, there is, you know, little concept of false hope. There's a greater concept of false removal of hope. That is, what no one could say is that no recovery is possible, and that providing some hope is necessary. And what Chris's intention was to set a goal, a lofty enough goal that people thought it was accomplishable. And I think that's what generated that level of hope.
Dr. John McDonald is medical director of the Spinal Cord Injury Program at Washington University in St. Louis. He helped design the advanced rehabilitation program for Christopher Reeve. Dr. McDonald, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.